This is almost a freeway now for fish to be able to come right up here without any trouble.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith. Just in time for the holiday gift-giving season, the salmon of James Creek on Big River have gotten a really big present. It's several hundred tons of rock, some giant stumps, and access to spawning habitat that's been damaged by road building and logging. I drove out to the site of the stream restoration project off Highway 20, about midway between Fort Bragg and Willits, to meet with Doug Kern. He's the director of conservation for the Mendocino Land Trust. He told me it's taken about 5 years working with the California Department of Fish and Wildlife to plan, design, and build.
It was essentially a man-made waterfall that was an obstruction or a barrier to fish passage. It occurred when construction on Highway 20 pushed in on the creek and narrowed it and made a waterfall. It was about 9 feet high. We don't have good numbers. It was back probably in the 50s, 60s when this construction occurred. But we know from surveys that very few fish, only the agile steelhead, a few very super athletic fish were able to make it over this waterfall, and no coho salmon. So we've seen no evidence at all of any endangered coho salmon above this particular barrier. And just last year, last winter, we were able to see coho breeding, spawning above the waterfall for the first time. And we saw evidence later in the year where there were baby fish all in the stream everywhere. So it was very successful.
And has this river been impacted by dams or other man-made construction?
Well, very much so. Back in the days of big logging, there were dams all up and down Big River where they backed up water and then put in all of the cut trees in these small ponds. And then there was a really amazing system of tripping these dams consecutively so all these logs would move down towards the ocean, down to the mill that was there in Mendocino at the time. Those logs kind of scoured out all the banks and made it almost like glaciers moving down Big River.
We scrambled to the bottom of the hill to check out the downstream end of the project. The site has a fresh haircut look to it, 2 months after being finished. There's no moss yet on the freshly placed greenish rock imported from Harris Quarry in Willits. Kern credits Willits contractor Garmin Brothers for the project coming in under the $1 million state-funded budget. He said the waterfall in James Creek had long been on a CDFW list of barriers to fish passage.
So we'll see a bunch of these little pools on the way. Those are the stair steps that we created in filling in this waterfall. So instead of one giant 9-foot leap, we stretched it out to 8 smaller 1-foot leaps. Below this, there are tons and tons of large rocks that provide a basement so it doesn't wash away. That was where the waterfall was and went 9 feet down from there. And this whole area was an expansive pool. It's all been completely filled in with 8 or 9 feet of rock and boulders. Now you notice here are remnants of that construction back in the 50s. This is what is called gunite. It's a kind of a spray-on, pumped-on concrete that would prevent erosion. So this created a constriction which made the water move much more quickly, and that dug out the waterfall. Another part of this project that's not necessarily obvious, you might look at that rock face there and it looks a little lighter in color. That rock actually extended out to right here.
So it was only like 2.5-3 feet wide right
here. That's right. So widening it out, we were able to decrease the velocity.
It was like a fire hydrant.
It totally was. Okay. And it was focused right at one point and
for many, many decades, it was just drilling on that rock. Not only was it a drop, but it was carved out underneath. There was a large bowl underneath all of this artificial gunite. So the fish could get in there, but they couldn't get back up through the water that was shooting over the top. They had to be super agile and just kind of skip over the waterfall.
Or just get lucky and hit it right after a big rain.
That's right. The stream now is probably between 8 and 10 feet, exactly.
Kern plans to monitor the project for the next 5 years to make sure all that rock stays in place. He also expects to collaborate with biologists on other aspects of the stream. There are special nails pounded into the gunite and the imported rock to help keep track of movement. And there are cameras mounted on some of the riverbank trees
to hopefully capture the rise and fall and maybe even capture some salmon moving upstream.
We didn't see any salmon immediately upstream of the former waterfall, but it rained that night, essentially widening the freeway for the fish, so many years after the road was built up the hill, and even longer after James Creek served as a conveyor belt to carry logs downstream. For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Wright.